Simon & Schuster Audio presents Wild Orchids by Jude Devereaux, read by Alan Nebelthaw and Kate Skinner.
Chapter 1. Ford. Have you ever lost someone who meant more to you than your own soul? I did. I lost my wife, Pat. It took 6 long, tortured months for her to die. I had to stand by and watch my beautiful, perfect wife waste away until there was nothing left. It didn't matter that I have money and success. It didn't matter that I'm called an important writer. It didn't matter that Pat and I had finally started building our dream house, an engineering miracle that hung onto a cliff wall and would allow us to sit quietly and look out across the Pacific. Nothing at all mattered from the moment Pat came home and interrupted me while I was writing, something she never did, to tell me that she had cancer and that it was in an advanced stage. I thought it was one of her jokes. Pat had a quirky sense of humor. She said I was too serious, too morose, too doom and gloom, and too afraid of everything on earth. From the first, she'd made me laugh. We met at college. 2 more different people would be hard to find, and even Pat's family was completely alien to me. I'd seen families like hers on television, but it never occurred to me that they actually existed. She lived in a pretty little house with a front porch and, I swear this is true, a white picket fence. On summer evenings, her parents, Martha and Edwin, would sit on the front porch and wave at the neighbors as they passed by. Her mother would wear an apron and snap green beans or shell peas while she waved and chatted. "How is Tommy today?" she'd ask some passerby. "Is his cold better?" Pat's father sat just a few feet away from his wife at a wrought-iron table, an old floor lamp nearby, and a box of gleaming German tools, all precisely arranged at his feet. He was, again I swear this is true, known as Mr. Fix-It around the neighborhood, and he repaired broken things for his own family and his neighbors, free of charge. He said he liked to help people, and a smile was enough payment for him. When I went to Pat's house to pick her up for a date, I'd go early just so I could sit and watch her parents. To me, it was like watching a science fiction movie. As soon as I arrived, Pat's mother, call me Martha, everyone does, would get up and get me something to eat and drink. I know that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?